From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are a Forum for the Fans, Bleed Blue Show, Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum. Post game versus the Jazz, the Knicks win. Oh, man, Knicks win by 12 after being down 18. Now, we don't normally have too many of these as far as within a week stretch over the years on the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum. We can actually have a debate as far as which win over the last week was the most impressive. We could actually put up a soft poll here with the stakeholders. We could have that discussion. Now, let me say this real quick, and we'll bring on the gang. Man, listen, Austin Rivers. Austin Rivers was on fire in that fourth quarter. On fire. I don't think we've seen shooting from a Knick player like this, maybe since J.R. Smith when he won Sixth Man of the Year. When he got hot in 2012. I'm trying to go back to a period where a Knick got hot in the fourth quarter and J.R. Smith comes to mind, but Austin Rivers was fantastic. Oh, they were all good, very good tonight, especially in the second half. They weathered the storm. They didn't panic, just like the Hawk game. They were down double digits and they inched their way back. They clawed their way back and they took control of the game. And Mitchell Robinson, I'm impressed. He got tougher as the game went on because I thought Gobert was kind of having his way early on, and I was wondering when Mitch was going to step up, and he did defensively. RJ Barrett made some tough shots. Kudos to Bullock making some tough shots. But listen, Thibodeau, and I know the stakeholders are going to get on, and we're going to talk about it right now. The stakeholders understand this. Thibodeau has a grasp of who's hot and who's not, because some nights down the stretch, we may see Peyton, and then in the games like we saw versus the Hawks, we saw Quickly. We all know that Austin Rivers is going to kind of play this Lou Williams role. He's not going to be a starter, but when it's a close game, a guy who could get into the paint, create for himself, and he's been scorching hot from that left elbow. I mean, he's going to be at the end of the game. That's just the way it is. So this is why I always say to Knicks fans, since the inception of this show, it doesn't matter who's starting. It doesn't matter. I hate those questions. You know, who the Knicks starting five should be. That real question always needs to be, who's finishing the game in a close game? And right now, it's a really a toss-up in the air. We know it's going to be Randle's going to be on the court. Rivers is going to be on the court. And it's pretty much a toss-up from there. But we're going to have that discussion. Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum post-game versus the Jazz. Let's bring them on real quick. Say hello quick to the people. We'll get on Dom and Coach Chris after that. Say hello to the people. We're going to lead off with you. Ab, what's up, man? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? It's your boy. This is uncharted territory, but we'll talk about this. Bring them on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's go to Dom. Happy Dom. He has to be happy, man. Dom, are you happy or are you happy, man?
Oh, stop, Steve. Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Shout out to Dom. Coach Chris, what's going on, homie? How you doing, man? How's everything?
Hey, doing good. I heard somebody say Austin?
Austin.
Oh, yeah. I'm all in. Let's do this.
Yeah, baby. Austin, man. Shout out to Austin Rivers. Coach Chris. All right, have you heard me spill, man? I mean, this has been a nice road trip. They had a little blunder right before the new year. Indiana, the Hawks, even tonight. Let's talk about it, bro. We don't have too many of these. So, fire away, Ab. We go to Dom. We go to Coach Chris. Oh, let's bring on Live real quick. Live, say hello to the people. Then we go to Ab. Live, what's up, man? How you doing, man? Hope he's not snoring again.
Yo, what's good, people? What's good?
He could have been snoring after that game tonight. Shout out to Live. Hope all is well, man. Let's fire away, man.
Well, like I said, this is uncharted territory for us because it's been a while since the Knicks have been on a winning streak and have been competitive in every single game, it seems. I think this is the first time that, you and me, Steve, for certain – that the Knicks are not only on a winning streak, but I dare I say it, the Knicks are good. That's hard for us to say. It's hard not to jump for to BC overly optimistic, but the way they handle Indiana, the way they handle Atlanta, the way they just handle Utah, wow. What can I say? I mean, Julius Randle I know it's early. I know it's early. But he has to be an all-star at this point, don't you think? I mean, he should have been probably Eastern Conference Player of the Week, but for some reason he wasn't. But I think he's making another case for it this week. And I don't know how you guys feel about that, but, you know, there's that part on that.
Absolutely.
Austin Rivers, it's crazy what one veteran's presence can really do to change the outlook of this team, because it looks like now everybody is so dialed in and bought into the system, understand what their role is, and they're playing to a T. Yeah, it's not going to be perfect all the time, but at least the effort was there. Defensively, this team is sound. It's active. I mean, Robinson still gets hit for a lot of ticky-tack fouls and whatnot, but, you know, he's improved on his footwork. He's improved on his shot blocking. He still gets called for goaltending still. Kevin Knox as a shooter. Wow. I think he needs to get a little bit more consistent, but he's getting there. For whatever reason, Frank Ntilikina is nowhere to be found. And I kind of want to keep it that way. I think that that these rotations, the way that Thibodeau's got them, the style of defense, they're keeping their hands active. They're coming up with loose balls and steals. They are running up the floor because they're taking advantage of the fact that their youth, their speed, and they're executing. I'm just loving everything I'm seeing. I mean, there's not one area where I'm looking at the Knicks and saying, oh, we can start taking this guy out and play this guy instead. It's like everybody's hitting. Alfred Payton is making a point of making us forget that, you know, it wasn't not too long ago, 10 days ago, we were all saying, you know, we need a point guard, and now he's kind of shutting us up for a little bit because his style of play has improved. His intensity has gone up. He's going up strong to the basket. He's going up there with no fear. And I'm loving it, dude. I'm loving everything I'm seeing. I'm obviously in a really good mood when it comes to the New York Knicks, because the Knicks are just – they're firing on all cylinders. They're among one of the hottest teams in the NBA currently today. Given it's early, but still, good to be excited about.
Happy Knickerbocker Avenue. Dominic, what's your thoughts? And we go to Coach Chris and we go to live. We're loving this, man. Go ahead, Dom.
I couldn't even talk watching the game. Good thing I watch it by myself. Let me just say a couple of quick things. 1 year ago, this don't happen. This is the difference in coaching and posing. The Knicks would have folded down 18 or made a run and then no execution down the stretch. Let's just be honest, guys. No bashing Fizdale, but it is what it is. I go back to what I said. Last summer, last week, when the Knicks got Thibodeau, their fortunes changed that night. Period. End of conversation. Nothing follows. It's just that simple. When we talk about Julius Randle, guys, let me give y'all a real crazy stat. He's averaging more points than Devin Booker, more rebounds than Anthony Davis, and more assists than Luka Doncic. Damn being player of the week. Numbers don't lie. People lie with numbers. What they are doing, and believe me, I had doubts. We all had doubts on some of these guys. Payton is playing out of his mind. I never realized what such a good defender he was because I was so locked in on the Knicks needing a point guard. I truly apologize. Trust me. The only person I can't apologize for is Knox. He made a good defensive play, but he still looked so lost out there. And they really needed him tonight, being down, being shorthanded. Let's just be real honest, guys. What we're seeing, I don't care. People can say what they want. It's only 7 games. It's only 8 games. It was only a minute ago. If the Knicks was playing like this last year, the media would be having a field day. So forgive us for being a little high on what we're seeing. I apologize, but it is what it is. If the tables were turned, it would be a different story. Other than tonight, guys, the Knicks have held every team that they played in the last 5 games well beyond their average. Bucks 127. They only scored 110. Cavs 107. Only 86. Raptors 107. 100. Hawks 120. 108. Pacers 117. 102. It's all about the defense. We can say what we want about Thibodeau running people into the ground. We got young legs out there, guys. Let's not get it twisted. It ain't like Julius Randle is 40 years old. He's still a young buck. Barrett's a young buck. These guys want to play. Thibodeau is giving them that opportunity. Like we always say, Thibodeau will make you earn your minutes. And by golly, if you earn them, don't complain about how many you're getting. Man up, put your big boy pants on, and drive on. Plain and simple. This had to be, guys, and I'm going to move on to coach. This has to be one of the best games I've seen in a very long time because I never had the feeling like I've had in the last 5-6 years when they was down 18 that the game was over. I don't know why. I just didn't have that feeling. I said, sooner or later, they're going to lock down for a period of time, and let's see what happens. One turnover in the second half, guys. One. That's amazing, man. On that note, pass the baton. Please, I dropped the mic for now.
Whoa. One question for me, Dom. You said this – okay, you like this game better than the Hawk game? I'm just getting this all gathered. Okay. Go ahead.
You know why, Steve? Because, again, we put people on these quick pedestals, except the Knicks. I knew damn well the Hawks, who are the second highest scoring team, weren't scoring no 120 on the Knicks. Not on a good night. That's why that wasn't amazing to me. I almost fell into the trap because I was saying, Utah got blown out last night, so they're playing a back-to-back. They might come out a little fired up. And they did. They actually did. And the Knicks just stood fast, didn't put their heads down, and kept driving on.
Fantastic. Let's go to Coach Chris, and then let's go to live, and let's get a dialogue popping. Go ahead, Coach Chris. Go ahead. Is Coach Chris there? Or is that me?
Coach Chris, you're on mute. You can hear me?
Okay, I thought I was bugging. Okay, yeah, we hear you. I thought it was
my fault,
bugging.
Man, my fault. Like I was saying, I like this game more. I agree with Don. I like this game more than the Hawks game. I told you guys last week I wasn't sweating the Hawks. I was not worried about the Hawks. They still Atlanta Hawks. I haven't been scared of Hawks since I seen Joe Johnson and Joe Smith in that uniform. So, you know, I knew they was going to be excited. But when you watch the other games, you saw the chinks in their armor with the Hawks. Now, this game right here, the Jazz – is a proven winner. They were in the playoffs last year. They're a legit Western Conference team. So for us to come back and fight the way that we fought tonight, I was looking, I'm in the second quarter, and I'm saying, come on, guys. Like, yeah, you got to do something. Wake up. They started fighting back. A couple little block shots here and there. They're getting hot. But that fourth quarter, when the game was tied, Austin Rivers, you know, he bringing the light-skinned dudes back, him and Curry. You know, they bringing the light skin dudes back. You got to bring us up. You got to talk about us more. You know, he proved, like we've been saying before, he's a veteran. He's a guy who's been around winning teams. He knows how to win. He brings that fire. He's doing a lot more than what I thought he was going to do. Him and Randall are doing a lot more. Now, we all knew Randall was good. We've been saying that for the longest. But we didn't expect to see what we're seeing right now. He's MVP right now. He's killing the NBA. And I love it. I like to see what he's doing. He's fully dialed in with this coach. I don't know if you've seen little timeouts with people at the foul line and everything. He's running over to the coach, slapping hands. He wants to get firsthand information. He's doing exactly whatever needs to be done for us to win. And that is going to make everybody around just start picking up. They're not even like he's not even sweating his numbers, and he's getting his numbers. He's not coming in here trying to force too many shots, trying to kill on the boards and everything. What he had, 17 boards tonight, 13 boards, something like that. He had 16 boards and 30 points. He's not even, like, really stressing it. The game is coming to him. And now we're starting to see what everybody thought he was going to be when he was with the Lakers. This is Kentucky Randall at another level. So I'm happy about that, man. This was a great win. This was probably the best win of the season because of who it came against.
Coach Chris, shout out to Coach Chris. Let's go to Mr. Live. I was looking forward to hearing his response. We're going to go back around. We're going to have some fun tonight. Live, what's up, bro? Oh, man.
What's good, people? You know what I'm saying? We not seeing the fireworks on at the Capitol. You know what I'm saying? The MAGA hats wilding. Now we get the pleasure of watching the Knicks grow. You know what I'm saying? In front of our very eyes, dude. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dawn, man. We are seventh in points allowed, B. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? We only allow 9 assists a game from these teams. We only allow 10 defensive rebounds with these teams. You know what I'm saying? Actually, 7. My bad. 7 defensive rebounds. 8 field goals. You know what I'm saying? We 8th in field goals. We 7th in defensive rebounds. We 4th in 3 points allowed, B. You understand what I'm saying? We the 12th best defensive team, but we 7th in points allowed. B, that's so crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, shout the dome again, man. Lay the fall at us early. Okay? We in 5th place now. We tied with – no, sorry, they got 6 games. You know what I'm saying? We in 5th place now. And we doing it on a playoff rotation, man, but when Toppin and all of those cats get back, man, you know what I'm saying, when Burke finally heal up, man, we gonna be okay, man. We gonna be like it's going to look more fluid. It's gonna look like you know, like wow, man. Do I dare say, you know what I'm saying, the 90s? Okay, because we locking, we beating everybody up, man. You know what I'm saying? Like we locking everybody down, right? We locking everybody down. We killing the boards. We killing the blocks. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like And it's no sign of the tank. Not no sign of the tank. It's cats. They used to get 22 minutes. They you don't even see them dudes, man. They not passing nobody no Gatorade. They not waving no towels. You know what I'm saying? Sit down and shut up. Don't say nothing. Beat it. Look, you know what I'm saying? I even got a new name for the backcourt. They trying to call them Quivers. Kind of nickname is Quivers, B. You know what I'm saying? That's Tango and Cash right there. You know what I'm saying? Quickly and Rivers is Tango and Cash. Let's go. Come on, man. Stop playing with us, man. Look, you know what I'm saying? Like, dog, we are middle of the pack. I know some people be like, yeah, it's not really a lot. The Brett's time. We haven't seen this kind of leeway. 5-3, 3-game winning streak. A actual backcourt. You know what I'm saying? The two people who we was trying to wrap up and get a bag of Utz for, you know what I'm saying, last year, is both probably going to be considered. If they keep on doing what they're doing now, Peyton and Randall keep on doing what they do now, they got to be considered for the All-Star team. RJ got to get better, more on most improved player in this league, doing the numbers he's doing. I mean, he wasn't too crazy tonight, but still in all, like, he's having a phenomenal season, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I you know, again, man, we got intelligent brothers up on here today, man. And you know, y'all went over the final points. You know, I'm loving the whole season, man. There's not one game like this game. You know what? I concede to that, man. Tonight, just because of where we was at halftime, I stopped looking at this. I swear, I stopped looking at this in the second quarter, and I was like, we finished. It's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call these guys later and find out what happened and whatever. I came back in the third quarter, and we was down 2-1 or something like that. Just incredible. I was like, what? We back? And then I just seen Rivers just molest these dudes. You know what I'm saying? Old man in the candy shop just molested. Just took their whole heart, and I believe, and I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I believe that this is everybody, especially the Jazz, because they was up by so much. just canceling us out. You know what I'm saying? I heard a announcer, I forgot which game it was. We won that one. He was like, we waiting for the Knicks to nick it up. Like he used the word Nick as a fucking action word. Like, I'm waiting for them to nick it up. We jokes, man. So you know, play us like the underdog, and Thibodeau is going to run 8 people right down your throat. Right down your throat. So, I'm ecstatic. I haven't felt like this in a minute. In a minute, man. Let's go, y'all, man. Let's go, Knicks.
Yeah. So you were with Coach Chris and Dom. This game is better, was sweeter than the Hawk game or the Pacer game.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying? Because as Coach said, man, you know what I'm saying? And I think I said this to y'all, man. I'm not really worried about the Hawks. I wasn't worried about too much anybody on the schedule except the Jazz. Like, seriousness. You know what I'm saying? The Hawks wasn't – and the Hawks was a good situation, but, you know, it was good to me because quickly – Got in Trey Young ass and gave him some of his own medicine. You know what I'm saying? And even though he did what he did, man, you know what I'm saying? As Dom said, we locked them dudes down, man. We didn't let them score. That's why Capella wasn't effective, because they could not score. You understand what I'm saying? And they needed shooting on that floor. So, you know, this was way better again because the attrition that them brothers went through prevailed. You know what I'm saying? They stuck tight. I think Coach said it. They stuck tight. They weathered the storm and won by a decent margin, man. You know what I'm saying? This was a great game, man. Great feel good. Man. And a barometer game, for real. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I mean, again, listen, you know, I won't keep on repeating what everybody's saying, man, but later for how early it was.
You know what I like, we're going to average this. You know what I like about this live? And we'll go to Av real quick. You know, the whole feel of Thibodeau, knowing who to stick with in situations, and he's pushing the right buttons. It's not like Peyton played bad in Atlanta. It's not like he played bad. But quickly, in Rivers, for whatever reason, had it going offensively and defensively. Tonight, yes. Peyton played a lot of minutes. Like Peyton was a professional. You know, he went from that Hawk game back to New York as a professional because, you know, as a veteran, he's like, he's been around for a while. You know, so like some dudes, if you were immature, if you didn't get those end of the game minutes and you pulled out a win, he, you know, some players would probably have been salty. He is a night to night league. And he's treating it like that. And he was fantastic. He's been fantastic ever since, you know, the Philly game. He was shooting around like Leon from above the rim, you know, staying all night and shooting. Ever since that, he's been fantastic. He's to go back to the Bucks game, all right? I said all this to say, man, it's the feel of, like Dom said, Coach has a grasp of who to run with, who's playing right at the time. Like I said, Julius Randle has been nothing but less than a monster. He's probably been the – and this is something you said last year, Mr. Live. When we signed him, because we thought he had this in him. Problem is, last year, Knicks went off to a bad start because point guards were hurt, relatives died, point guards. Mm-hmm. So he's playing out of position. So Fizdale lets him do what he wants. He's playing the best basketball of his NBA career. Anything, and Mr. Mm-hmm. Mike, you want to pass it to Nick Av, anything like that, or to Av?
Really, man, just, you know, coach, man. I mean, like you a coach, man. Let's talk about the effect of coaching, man. I mean, me and Dog preach it all the time. You know what I'm saying? But you know, let the audience know, man. This is coaching right here, B. You know what I'm saying? Like we got the same players on the squad. A lot of players came back from last year, and to, you know, Steve's credit, you know what I'm saying? We are seeing dudes having all-star years, man. They doing their thing, man. So let's talk about what coaching has. What kind of coaching effect?
Av, you want to expound on that? I mean, Thibodeau we talked about this when he came over, Dom. You know, we had the conversation. Thibodeau's going to run these guys. give him the workout, burn. I mean, RJ's putting up a lot of minutes. Mitch picked up a lot of minutes tonight. Av, you want to talk on the coaching? Anything else you'd like to talk about from the last three games? And, I mean, I think this is some good basketball. What you want to add to that, Av? And if you have any questions for Don, Coach Chris, so on and so forth.
Well, I'm just enjoying what I'm hearing, because everything that's being said is right on point. I'm just like looking over the statistics real quick, and I mean, just the way the Knicks have dominated the paint, they outscored Utah 60-48, and that's even with shooting 8-for-22 from downtown. And that was one thing that I did notice that you know, especially like in the Philadelphia game, or even in the Toronto game, where the 3-point shot was not falling, they weren't living and dying by it. They were still coming up with, with their lockdown defense and scoring and manipulating, the opposing defense to their will, moving the ball, finding the open shot, finding either Bullock, finding Rivers, and they're not just, they're just not relying on the 3-point shot, the quick and easy, heavily forced, heavily guarded three-pointers that they were used to doing in years past. That's something that we've come to know of the Knicks because of the poor coaching, or the lack thereof of any coaching. And now you're starting to see the Knicks are out there creating their own shots. That pick and roll with Payton and Robinson is working wonders. I mean, they're getting caught blindsided almost every single time, and it's not just those two. You're seeing Rivers and Barrett, kind of do a couple of trade offs in here and there. You see Randall and Bullock. Randall's in a lot of things, but Randall is putting up some MVP style numbers right now. I mean, the guy's almost averaging a full triple-double per game. I mean, that's something to be said, and that should attribute to the overall success. However, what Thibodeau is doing, I'm loving it, because it's not like he's panicking. He's not calling a lot of crazy timeouts, as we've seen Fizdale and Fisher and Hornacek do in the past. He's calling them correctly. He stops the bleeding, pretty quickly. He gets them to get back to focus on defense, getting their hands active, defending their man, even if they don't have the ball, which is something that I'm really enjoying. And they're guarding the rim. If anyone's noticing that, that's almost like the traditional 90s style, but and that's actually traditional basic defense, to be honest with you. And they're doing it, and they're executing it to a T. And what I love, I think it was Alfred Payton and Austin Rivers, and I think it was somebody else that mentioned it. It's all about who's giving you the most effort, and that's what you're seeing. You're seeing these guys buy in so much and putting in so much forward effort in the situation that the Knicks, they're looking like a much more well-oiled machine right now. I really don't know like what more I can say. I'm that excited. I'm that pleased with the success of the team right now. And I'll answer it.
Cool. I had we talked about Peyton just now with Mr. Live, man. The point guard production doesn't matter. Quickly, what's your thoughts on Quickly in that Hawk game, or even with the Indiana? What about Austin Rivers? I mean, closing out the quarter, what's your thoughts on that? But the fact that my whole emphasis, it doesn't matter what point guard is in there. I know we talked about we need a facilitator, and I totally agree with that in general. But as long as any of those Knicks, whoever it is, a combination of them, but especially one guy could give us at least 13-6 a night. It could get into the paint and attack, especially in most of these games. I think we'd be in the fighting chance in every night. And tonight, they kept on doing it, and I loved it, even when you were down 18. What's your thoughts on all those guards I mentioned and their play? And we could go to Dom and Coach Chris.
Well, I already touched on Peyton. Peyton is making us eat our words about the lack of point guard, the lack of point guard play that because obviously in our three losses that we do have, we started to notice that we were getting a little bit more exposed, but he stepped up his effort and his poise, and
he does have, you know, a very good handle of what's going on around him. Obviously, something at practice is clicking where you're seeing him. He's the current starting point guard. Who knows if that'll stay the same way throughout the season, but he's starting us off right. Then you go to a guy like Emmanuel Quickly, a spark plug right off the bench. Guy is fast, draws a lot of contact. Always looking for that contact foul on a shot. Bursts of energy and tons of effort. Austin Rivers is a little bit more of a veteran presence, and he's just holding it down and showing you that, you know, any team can be got. And I like how I love their body language. Their body language and their attitude is so exemplary and is so infectious that the rest of the team are taking off their lead. And that you have to attribute that to, to the success of Julius Randle, because now he can play his position, he can play his style of ball, and not have to take on so much of responsibility like he has last year. Because now you got an R.J. Barrett who can attack the rim. You got an Elfrid Payton who can attack the rim. You got an Emmanuel Quickly who will get you down the court pretty quickly. You got a veteran in Austin Rivers. You got Alex Burke whenever he comes back who can be a knockdown shooter. You have now a plethora of weapons, as well as you still have the big fella, you know, the big 2-3, you know, weighing in the midst down low, and he's cutting to the basket. So at any given point, any team can be got per possession, and that's something that the Knicks haven't had in so long. That in each possession, they have everything well in hand. If the defense reads, you know, a pick and roll, they go to the second option and they get to it quickly. Whether it's, you know, a kick out for a spot up three, or, you know, just move the ball over or around the horn a little bit more just so you find that open man and attack to the basket. They're breaking down defenses. That's something that we desperately needed. And I'm sorry, but Frank Ntilikina was never going to be able to do that. For some reason, Dennis Smith Jr. wasn't able to do that in the limited minutes that he's had been playing. I know he's injured, but still. You're seeing that now out of Elfrid Payton, out of Emmanuel Quickly, out of Austin Rivers. You're seeing that a little bit at the same time with Kevin Knox and Reggie Bullock. And obviously, that's all R.J. Barrett's game is to attack and find the open man. So I'm very, very pleased. I'm like, as you can tell, this is the most positive I've been in such a long time, and it feels amazing. And I know somebody's just snoring right now. So what's good?
I don't know what that noise is. Whoever got the noise in the background, please mute it. Dom, matter of fact, have you got a question for Dom? And then we go to Coach Chris.
Dom. All right, we already talked about Randle. We've been getting a little bit on Robinson last week. In the last three games, what's your verdict?
Well, one, he's got to be more offensively sound. I mean, the alley-oop is great. Going to the basket is great. But there's times when they inbound him the ball, and if the guy ain't open, it's almost like he gets nervous. Again, I never believe all of the YouTube videos and the summer workouts and all that nonsense. But he's got to develop something. Like, even Gobert will try to take you off the dribble, as offensively challenged as he is. So he's got to work on that, guys, because there's too many times he becomes that offensive liability. And here's the weird thing about tonight, guys. I was looking at the numbers. First of all, add the Jazz to that list I gave y'all earlier of the five teams the Knicks held under their scoring. The Jazz now become number six. So this is defense. This is coaching. This is what we waited for how many years, guys? The Knicks beat the Jazz, who somebody mentioned is a playoff contender, and I'll get to that in a second. They had them in every category except blocks. Every category the Knicks won, being undermanned. I don't give a damn if the Jazz played last night. The Knicks ran a playoff roster out there tonight. Eight players played, and Quickly only played 5 minutes. So when you look at what they did and how they're being coached, if you notice what he did, he would take Robinson out, keep Randle in at the five, take Randle out, put Mitchell Robinson in, have them both in. He gave what's-his-name a spell from handling the ball when he had Rivers on the court with Peyton. This is coaching, guys. This is straight-up coaching. And I keep going back to damn it's early in the season. There's only seven teams in the NBA right now that have more wins than the Knicks. I'm just keeping it 100, as the youngins say. If this was last year and these tables were turned and we were 3-5, 2-8, whatever, everybody would be having a field day. Oh, there go the Knicks again. So don't let nobody steal your joy. That's how I feel right now. I don't care what happens. All I know is we got a better product on the floor, and that product is better because of the coach. You cannot harp on this enough. Julius Randle is Julius Randle, guys. I've been saying this since before the Knicks signed him. His numbers have increased every damn year in the NBA. The one thing that wasn't increasing has blown up this year, and that's assists. So for those that wanted to give up on him, we still love you. We do. We still love you. You was wrong the same way I was wrong about Peyton. You know, sometimes you got to, you know, take the sword. But this guy is who he is. We did not have a good team around him last year, guys. We didn't. We didn't have a good coach. He was jacking up threes. Fizdale was still standing over there in the B-boy stance. He never was reined in. He can't do that. I heard some interviews because I finally got to see the Knicks broadcast tonight. And there was players saying, you know, you can't do certain things with Thibodeau. Even Mitchell Robinson said it. I was reading the article in the Post. I got to learn how to move my feet and do this because I'm tired of getting yelled at. Gee, what a novel damn thought that would be, a coach yelling at a player.
He's a novel.
So that would be strange, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm just saying. But somebody else brought up a good point. The Knicks do look like the Knicks of the 90s because they grind, they're tough, they don't back down, and this is what you see. Come on, guys, I'll say it one more time. This is my question to everybody else that's coming after me. Tell me a time when the Knicks were down by 18 and they didn't put their tail between their legs, put their heads down, and the damn game was over in the third quarter. That's my question to everybody, Steve.
Oh, I can answer that, but we could go to Coach Chris. But let me say this to you real quick. You was, you know, giving praise to Julius Randle and rightfully and deserving. But as far as Julius Randle, you know what I loved about tonight? How he, you know, the game? Because I thought Mitchell Robinson early on was kind of, I wouldn't say timid, because Mitchell Robinson really got busy in the second half. It seemed like Goldberg was controlling the paint. But once Randle was matched up on him, like you said, Dom, like when he was at the five, he was taking it to Goldberg. Goldberg is a defensive player of the year, dude, man. He's taking it to his chest, like going to the paint, backing him down or running into him, and as far as making him make a decision. That's what I love, the attack mode of Julius Randle. It didn't matter if it was Goldberg. It didn't matter if it was the Bogdanovic's or Ingles or what, Royce O'Neal's. It didn't matter. None of them, Dom. You know what I'm saying?
But here's the one thing, Steve, before I pass it on. What you just said, even when he got his shot blocked, he never gave up. He never gave up. This is the point I'm trying to drive home tonight. This would have never happened before. The tail goes between the legs. They sit on the bench. They pout. And the coach is giving the other players on the other team high fives. That shit is over, guys. You know, I don't like curses, Steve. That shit is over. That will never happen again. Take that shit to the bank. There's a new sheriff in town, and it's Tom Thibodeau.
Right. Coach Chris, what's your thoughts, man? And then we go back to live.
So I'm going to hit y'all with an old movie right here, all right? Because this is like the best analogy I could think of. Y'all remember that movie Major Payne? With Damon Wayans,
yeah,
came and took over that took over that junior ROTC team. This is exactly what it's like, right? Because for years, that team, the ROTC team in the movie, was in last place. I think it was 8 years in a row or something like that. Major Payne comes in there, Everybody got to shave their head. Everybody got to get in line. Oh, you think you cute? We about to move into this barracks over here. We about to do this at 5 in the morning. This is what Tom Thibodeau has been doing. It's that respect factor. I'm not coming in here to be
strong.
I'm not trying to be cute. I'm not trying to be your friend. I'm getting paid a lot of money to teach you guys the game. Now, a lot of you think you know the game. The players, I mean. They think they know the game. But now they're learning different aspects of it. This is when guys are starting to say, you know what? I didn't realize I can do this on offense. I didn't realize the short corner was available to me. I didn't realize when I come down through the paint off the wing, pump fake, there's somebody on the opposite side that's open. It's stuff like that that, oh, this back screen is going to set me up for a corner three. It's things like that where they didn't even realize that they were capable of doing because nobody took the time to teach them. And now they're learning all this stuff and they're bringing it to the game. And they're like, oh, shit, like, yo, word, this is what a team looks like. This is what we could do. The lockdown part. All of these guys are like taking it personal that they're getting scored on. They're crashing the boards. They're taking it like everybody out there has something to prove. We've never seen Randle play defense like this before. And I'm not trying to diss him. We just never seen him play like this before. Mitchell Robinson, we had concerns about a week ago when we was like, yo, this dude keep getting in foul trouble. He must have had a real good meeting in the coach's office. Yo, this is what you did wrong. This is what you need to fix. Because if not, we got another dude right here that plays similar to what you play, and he's going to take all your minutes. That playing time that, you know, when I was first learning how to play basketball, one of my coaches told me, this bench isn't to punish you. This bench is to teach you. When you sit here and you're on the bench, it's so that you can observe everybody else. You can observe what's going on in the game, see what they're giving us and what they're not doing, and see what you can do when you get in the game and fix that. It's not you're not getting put on the bench because you missed a layup. You're getting put on the bench because you didn't go hard to the rim. There's a difference. And these guys, you know, they're starting to figure this out. Like I said before, Julius Randle's MVP. He got robbed for Eastern Conference Player of the Week. So hopefully he gets Eastern Conference Player of the Month. He's the MVP right now. There's nobody in the NBA, and you guys could fight me all night. Nobody in the NBA that's playing better than what he's playing right now. He's letting the game come to him. It's so smooth right now. We're moving the ball around. We're locking down. And there was like two plays. He was wide open. This man had 27 points, and they left him wide open. He's finding those cracks in the defense, the stuff that he never knew before. This is crazy now. But this is what Tom Thibodeau's doing. They respect him. You know what? Sometimes you need to get yelled at, right? Like, I don't know what everybody's family dynamics are, but when you used to get in trouble, when your mom would be like, wait till your father gets home, you knew. And that's what happened. Dad's home now. Tom Thibodeau's home. You don't want to hear that voice. You don't want to get yelled at. And you know what? Now, with no people in the stands, we all get to hear it at home. And that's embarrassing when you're getting yelled at like that. And you know everybody's watching. You're like, damn, everybody just heard that. Yeah, you're not trying to deal with that as a grown man. And the last thing I want to say is, while all of this was going on, this fourth quarter madness and Austin hitting 7-3, what he scored, 14 in a row or something, all I kept thinking was, man, if we were in the stands tonight, oh, Madison Square Garden would have been going crazy. Yeah, I can't wait till we back in the buildings.
Live, can you follow up on that, man? Shout out to Coach Chris. Anything you'd like to add live that we have not said? Any points you want to say before we go to Av and get some final thoughts popping?
Yeah, Dom and Coach, you know what I'm saying, summed up a lot of – Knickerbocker Av, y'all really summed up a lot of things, man. But, you know, I'll continue, you know, with the Garden aspect, man. I mean, Jesus, man, I started – I think I took my son to maybe – he might have just turned 20 so that was about 6 years ago when I started boycotting the Garden. You understand what I'm saying? And not giving Dolan no more money so he get his ass up out of there. you know, in that time, man, what I miss most today, right? And as Coach just mentioned it, I thought about it. I was like, yo, if that was if it was this game today with everything that's going on now, right? The Garden would have exploded. It would be no top of that building left. You know what I'm saying? To know when you seen the injury report today, everybody that was going to be out, right? And you look at that box score now, and you see half the team not play at all, right? And they had to have how many cats you got to have to play a game on the NBA? Ain't it like 12 or something? Or like you got to come in there with like 8 people or some shit like that. I forgot what it was, but you know, to know that he only played 8 people, you know what I'm saying? And he only played quickly 6 minutes because Conley was busting his ass. You know what I'm saying? So he had to ride Peyton all day. And to, you know, to coaches, you know what I'm saying, credit, man, he's talking to these cats. You know what I'm saying? He had to go, you know what I'm saying? He had to go to Peyton and was like, "Yo, dogs, they're killing little quickly out there, man." You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, welcome to the NBA, baby. You know what I'm saying? But we need this win. We need this win, so you got to do your thing. And he did it. He played. He played the minutes. He put those minutes on his back, man. And again, man, you talking about RJ not really doing nothing. He played 33 minutes, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? So where else was he going to get those minutes from off the bench? So, I'm you know, there's not a lot. I just feel good right now, man. And I just feel like we have yet to see what these Knicks can do, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, another trade here and there, man. If we had, you know, and I thought the brother from the Jazz was going, I thought Mitchell was going to start killing us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think he had 2 in a row or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, man. You know what I'm saying? Here it comes. Right? Here it comes. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? They're going to blow this game right here because they're going to let this dude get hot. And we're going to lose by 2 or 3 right now after you know, being on. But it was not Doc Rivers. It was Austin Rivers that went in. But, man, it's – If we could get a bona fide scorer, if we could get a Beal, you know what I'm saying? Like we could get one of them, like like, you know what I'm saying? With the way Randall playing right now, him and Bradley Beal, ooh, that's crazy, you know. If we could get one of them shooters, you know what I'm saying? Them real shooters out there, and you know, like I don't want to give up on Knox, man, but he's looking like he just don't want it as bad as a lot of people out there, man. You know, I mean, that's why that was my criticism about Frank Ntilikina. I'm like, don't talk about him. The dude was averaging 22 minutes a game for his whole career. Started most of them games. He was the head of the tank, the face of the tank. You look at the definition of tanking in the NBA. His pitch is laying right there. You know what I'm saying? They use that boy and his ineptness to get us all of these lottery picks. You know what I mean? So let's not talk about that. I'm like,
well, his minutes might go down once Burks get back live.
Oh no, he's not getting no burn. He's not, look, no Gatorade, no towels, no donuts, nothing. You're not playing no more, B.
Pascal,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
pass,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's not playing no more. All right, unfortunately, my man DSJ, you're not playing no more. You're not gonna get no more burn. Yo, Thibodeau has cut the quick. He's trimming the fat. You can see it already. As these dudes come back and get healthy, some of them might not get no burn. All right, let's hope he got enough sense to play Toppin. To get him in NBA shape and everything, man, because that dude looked like he's cheap with his minutes. So I thought it was bad when he was on coaching Chicago, but yeah, that dude is cheap.
Right. Av, I'm going to go back to you, Ben, when we get some final thoughts. But I want to harp on this point because I know Austin Rivers amazed all of us, all of Knick Nation, Av. But I cannot ignore this little tip. If we're going to nitpick something, I'm going to find something to nitpick. And I love R.J. Barrett, and he's been playing well. The Indiana game, he shot fantastic, especially from the perimeter. But the last two games, he did shoot poorly from the perimeter. They let him be. And I think the margin of victory, Knickerbocker Ave, could have been more had R.J. Barrett knocked down some of these threes. He was 0 for 3 tonight, I believe. I think 1 for 5 versus the Hawks. Would you think is you know we could get more somewhere in the middle with R.J. Barrett? He may not have to be 4 for 5 in Indiana, but what's your thoughts on the perimeter shooting? They're daring him to shoot. Now, he's showing he can make it in Indiana, but what about is it we're going to see more of these situations where he ain't going to make these shots and then we're going to have to defer to Austin Rivers or Reggie Bullock? What's your thoughts on that, Adam? And then we're going around for final thoughts.
Well, I think you just mentioned it a little while ago. I think that once Alex Burke comes back and he starts taking some minutes, you're going to start seeing R.J. Probably being deferred to him or being told to defer to him. Since his outside shot is just not going down, it's just not, and it looks ugly. But then again, it's been a thing that we've kind of consistently said week after week. I think Dom said it last week, and we've mentioned it a few times. We have a shooting guard or a small forward or whatever position he's playing these days that can't shoot, and they're daring him to shoot and. He has to be able to find a way to get into rhythm and be able to knock those shots down. He hasn't been able. He hasn't since the probably the Milwaukee game when all those shots started going down, and that's good. You know, that's a little bit concerning considering that you know we know that's not his game. We know that he's been, you know that's something that we wish he would work on that he did would work on throughout the summer. But so far he hasn't been able to hit that shot consistently. And so he's left with the only other weapon that he has, and that is his aggressiveness and his quick first step, you know, to the rim, mm-hmm. and then kicking it back out or lobbing it up for Mitchell or Julius. But he needs to figure out that shot. I don't know whether he just needs more reps or maybe they just need to set a much more deeper screen or something. But he needs to figure out that shot. If not, stop taking them. You know, move it up. You know, shoot from two. There's nothing wrong with shooting twos anymore. I mean, Alfred Payton is not the best knockdown three-point shooter, and he knows that. But he'll still take a couple of them and still knock those down, so his percentage is a little higher. But if you know that, you know, if you're not that 100% confident in that three because he doesn't look comfortable taking them, step up take a couple of steps forward and then take the shot. You know. Increase your chances to be successful. Increase the team's chances to get successful. As well as, you know, if you take a couple of steps in, the defense will start to collapse down low and you know, you'll be sure to get a rebound. I don't see why R.J. Barrett, doesn't start taking those necessary steps yet. But he better figure it out because once Burks does come back and once quickly – ends up getting more and more playing time and more and Thibodeau starts to build up that confidence with him, RJ is going to start seeing a slight deficit in his minutes played. Even though he is a pretty good defender, even though he's a great slasher, but that shot is becoming a huge eyesore during the games, and yeah. That's a good reason why in the second quarter why we started to fall behind.
That is a great point. Noah, on y'all final thoughts, please give your opinion on that. That I could go both ways with that. That is a great way you framed that. Dom, if we could get your final thoughts on that, R.J. Barrett, well, not just R.J. Barrett, but just the Knicks and anything around the league, give us your final thoughts, Coach Chris and Mr. Lott. I think the way he framed that question is fantastic because R.J. Barrett is a high draft pick. They're going to want him to play. But Tibbs is in a ready now mode. Like Av said, like the other aspects of his game is still overlapping the lack of the perimeter shooting. But when Alec Burks, who is kind of like that, you know, knockdown shooter, he'll play some defense. there's going to be a little bit of deficit of minutes. So, but how do you look at it as far as, you know, they're going to ride away? Because there may be a game that they get burnt by the shooting if it don't go in and it's by R.J. Barrett. And tonight we didn't have that. But, Don, give us your final thoughts, not on just the way Av put that out there, but anything with the Knicks, anything around the league you want to add? We go to Coach Chris, live, Av, and wrap up.
Not. Can you hear me, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Steve, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. You there?
Okay.
Yeah,
hey, Yes, sir. I don't want to steal Knickerbocker Av's thunder, but I said this a couple of times, guys. R.J. Barrett, sooner or later, is going to put the Knicks in a quagmire, a shooting guard that can't shoot. What do you do? Put him at the three? Listen to this, guys. If R.J. Barrett played in Indiana versus Indiana, there'd be a statue outside for him because I don't think he hit a three-pointer against any other team so far this year. All his three-pointers, if I'm not mistaken, were against Indiana in the two games versus Indy. It's going to be a problem, guys. It's not will it be a problem, really. It's going to be when is it going to be a problem. The Knicks dodged a bullet tonight because of the hot shooting of Rivers. But check this out, guys. I'm going to still harp on that holding teams under their average. Six of the seven teams the Knicks held under their average points per game were playoff teams last year. The only team they held under their scoring average this year that weren't in the playoffs was the Cavaliers. That's it. Again, this is what we got when we got Thibodeau. We knew this. We saw this coming. For the outsiders looking in, they might be a little perplexed, but we're not because we knew what he was. It's that simple. I'm not putting a statue outside the garden for Thibodeau. I'm just saying, we got what we bought. You bought a Lexus. You got a Lexus. You didn't get a Kia. You got a damn Lexus. So don't get confused by this, guys, especially people that are listening that think, oh, my God. No. He is what he is. Former players have said it. Now Nick players are saying it. You're going to earn your minutes. And that may be an issue with this R.J. Barrett thing. Guys, I told y'all a million times, I watched him in college. He couldn't shoot in college. Now he's on his third year of me watching him, and he still can't shoot. And Knickerbocker Av is 100% correct. I've been saying that. If you can hit the three, there's nothing
That's
wrong
fair,
with it.
That's fair, you're right.
There's nothing wrong with that, guys. Bring the ball in a few feet. Go to the basket. Do something. You improved your foul shooting, so now you don't have to worry about getting fouled like last year when you were shooting 60%. You're shooting 78% now. Step your little ass in and hit a two. This is the NBA's biggest fear. We don't want two-pointers no more. We don't want hard defense no more. We want every team. Damn, the Sixers gave up almost 150 points tonight and won. That ain't happening against the Knicks. Maybe if Tom Thibodeau's in quarantine. But I don't see that happening.
That's
I don't
a good
see
point,
that happening.
That could happen. That could happen.
I don't see. Right. But if that don't happen, Steve, sit there and wait on it. Please don't. Because, again, there's teams giving up 140 points winning. No. But on that note, Steve, once again, I thank you. This is probably the most hyped show I've seen in a while. Let's go Knicks, man. The sky is orange and blue.
Can I get anything around the league, Don, that you like? You like the Steph 62 versus Portland? He went off in that fourth quarter. What about the Bradley Beal 60 tonight versus the Sixers? Any other teams or games? Luka Doncic, what he did to the Rockets? Any games you want to highlight? What about the Brooklyn Nets?
Yeah.
How they're rolling around right now.
Yeah,
let's talk about the Nets.
Let's talk about the Nets real quick. It was only 2 weeks ago they had a parade going down Brooklyn. Okay. See, this is what I mean, guys. Other teams get the hype. We get the gas face. The Denver Nuggets, guys, for people that think they're going to continue to play the way they play, you're mistaken. Steph Curry, the shooter, I don't give a damn if he scored 100 points. I hate Golden State. I hate Steve Kerr. And now they're starting to feel the wrath of not having a damn magical big three, big four. Now, this is, guys, let me just say this one time. This is the difference between a Steve Kerr and a Tom Thibodeau. Tom Thibodeau don't have a big three, big four, big five. Do not get it twisted, guys. This is what coaching does. Keep in mind, fellas, before Durant, the Warriors won a chip, lost a chip. They won that chip without two stars playing for Cleveland. When them guys came back, they lost. On a year, they won 73 games. So don't give me that coaching shit. I hate Steve Kerr. He gets too much. He's like a Phil Jackson. When you have that magical team, yeah, you're great. But when you don't, see Tom Thibodeau. Because if Tom Thibodeau is getting what he's getting out of these players, everybody needs to just shut up. Don't give me that garbage no more with these super teams and some coach sitting on the sideline barking three or four plays out. What you are seeing, gentlemen, is real live NBA coaching, period. And on that note, Steve, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Donardo DP on Twitter. Shout outs to Dom. Coach Chris, your final thoughts on the Knicks of the RJ Barrett, that the great, infamous Knickerbocker app framed beautifully, and we have Mr. Live sign off on that question too. And also your thoughts around the league. How about the Orlando Magic, man? They're quietly flying under the radar. I know you watch all NBA games on the League Pass. Your thoughts, Coach Chris, Knicks, around the league, and then we'll go to Live for his final thoughts.
So I'll say, you know, if you guys could think back to when Tibbs was in Minnesota, Wiggins couldn't shoot a damn thing, couldn't play defense, still had to play him. Wiggins is the number one pick overall. So it's kind of a similar situation right now because RJ is athletic. He's the face of what we were supposed to be. Well, he's supposed to be the face of the team. They were ready to hand the keys over last year. So, unfortunately, he has to play him. How much is really going to depend on him, but he has to put him on the floor because RJ sells tickets. RJ's that young, smiley guy, handsome kid, you know, Duke, dad played at St. John's, family's from New York. It's that story, you know, and he was supposed to be that guy. So although Burke is more prepared to be in these games and big moments, you know, it is not to say that RJ is going to be on the floor the last 2 minutes of the game when it's a close one like we had tonight. But, you know, he's going to have to get his playing time just because of he's 20 years old and this was a top three pick or whatever that, you know, when we had. As far as the rest of the NBA, yeah, Orlando's looking good. But I don't know if you guys saw today, Markelle Fultz had a torn ACL, was diagnosed. So I see them kind of taking a step back because I think now we're going to have to see Cole Anthony step in there and get a lot more minutes now. You know, we're going to see if he's ready. But Markelle Fultz was playing phenomenal. He was getting past a little whatever he had issue with, whether it was his shoulder, his head, in his mind. He was playing great these last 2 years. He just got a big contract, and I swear to you, I hate the ACL injury. I think
I have a question for you. Since you brought that up, you had mentioned about a month ago. Now you see the point guards we got. They need a point guard. We have a bunch of point guards. What about a package for DSJ?
Yeah, and you know what? They've been eyeing DSJ for about a year now from us.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah. So this could be that time where maybe they want to fork over a pick or maybe they want to give up one of those bench scorers that they got, you know, to help us out. You know, we could probably work something out. Maybe the Ross kid is still down there, right?
Yep.
You know, you need somebody like that. Yep. You know, I don't know if they're willing to give that up, but, you know, if we throw a pick or two players or something, that could be something that they may be interested in. You know, they were so ready to give up Aaron Gordon. I wish they would have gave up Aaron Gordon to somebody like us. Now they're not going to give up Gordon at all. He's too valuable to their team now. But, you know, around the league, me personally, I don't think Steve Kerr is a great coach. I think he's a good coach. He's not a great coach. But they have a system there, and everybody who comes in learns that system. He did take over a good team, because we all saw what Mark Jackson was doing there. He just inherited a good team. It's not like he put that thing together, you know, and he brought them to what they are. They're moving the ball around. They weren't moving it around like this before, but I like their style of play. I'll say that. You know, I think we still need to keep an eye on them Clippers, man. They still putting their foot to people's necks, but they did take a loss to San Antonio. I wish my boy DeMar DeRozan could get traded to anywhere else but boring ass San Antonio. I just can't take it watching him down there, man. It kills me. But there's a lot of good young teams, man. I think these next 2 years is gonna be, we're gonna start seeing a shift where all of these teams that are hot right now, they're gonna be on that downhill, and all these young teams, if they could keep them together, is gonna be on that way up. You know, they're learning how to win, and once they figure it out, this is gonna be a very tough Eastern Conference race.
Right on, Coach Chris. Thank you very much, sir, on your analysis, Mr. Lau. Your final thoughts. Your thoughts on what Av said on RJ, and then we'll go back to Av for final thoughts, and we're wrapping up.
Yeah. Real quick. You know, the RJ thing, man. I personally like the brother, man. I personally, you know. You got to take into account, man, he hasn't played a full NBA season, man. He's actually two games off of that. You know what I'm saying? He's only played 70 games in these last two seasons, man. He's doing 17, damn near 8 rebounds, damn near 4 assists. What are we talking about? We talking about he can't hit a three-point shot. That's what we talk. All right? He's playing – he's 30 minutes – in the whole entire league, all right? He's steady. He's mature, right, for a 20-year-old, right? Like, what are we talking about? You know what I'm saying? And we talk in the eighth game of the season, we can't be talking about what do we do with somebody putting up damn near all-star numbers. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 17, if 17 and 7 ain't solid up in this motherfucker, I don't know what. Excuse my language, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, what are we talking about? So, RJ is solid to me, man, and I think, you know, what we need to kind of fall, you know, step back on is, like, it's a long season. You know, that man gonna learn how to shoot, man. He's a less athletic DeMar DeRozan. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? He's a downhill dude. His two-pointer look real good. He need to do that. His little pull-up is crazy, and you know what I'm saying? When he come off that screen, it's water. So I don't know why he don't use it more. So, you know, I would like to take it easy on the brother, man, because he only 20. You know what I'm saying? He look like an old-ass man, but he only 20, you know? Like let's let the dude breathe. He's our second-leading scorer on the team. So, you know, with that said, I've been looking at the other game sparingly, man. I've been so crazy running around, you know. But what I have been looking for is the gossip line to see who these teams want to get rid of, because we gonna be biased at that trade deadline. We're going to be biased, okay? You know what I'm saying? With all the room, all the cap space, all the assets we got, we gonna be biased. So if somebody, you know, this is looking real good about the way the team is riding, because with us looking to find a definitive scorer, we might be in great shape. Well, we are in great shape to be, you know, ballers at the table. We could give up some assets to get us a young perennial all-star. You know what I'm saying? So let's look for that. Let's look for that. And I'm gonna leave it at that, man. Y'all brothers be good, man. I'm gonna be back here next week. And let's go, man. I'm excited.
That is fantastic. Shout outs to Mr. Live, man. Thank you very much, bro. Yes, final thoughts, man. I mean, Instagram has been on fire tonight, and Twitter, and anything you want to say to Knicks Nation, Av, and your final thoughts on. I mean, you got your question answered, I guess, from everybody on the RJ Barrett. Your final thoughts.
My final thought. First, on a completely side note, I want to express my condolences to those affected in today's antics over in Capitol Hill. prayers to to the first responders, the the National Guard, police, everybody. Hope everybody's safe. On our note, it's cool again to start yelling out Knicks tape. How do I know? I started to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is perfect timing to bring back Knicks tape. This is a new, different type of Knicks tape. This isn't the Iman Shumpert, J.R. Smith, Carmelo Anthony style Knicks tape that we had back, 9 years ago. This is the newest kind of Knicks tape. This is a Knicks tape that's kind of old. It's got a sense of that 90s flavor. It's got a sense of today's NBA. You got these young cats buying in to what the mean, grumpy old dude right there on the sideline is telling her to do. And I'm loving it. They're being bullies. They're being the Knicks that we all dreamt of they will become. Yeah, it's 8 games in. We're only 5-3. Season is still young. Anything can happen. But like Dom said, don't let anybody take away your happiness, your optimism about this team, because this team is good. The Knicks are a good team. And they can become possibly a very, middle of the row playoff team. And just like Live and just like Coach Chris just said, this team could be a buyer when it comes down to the trading deadline. And who knows who's going to become available at that point. You don't know what player out there. It may not be a big superstar, maybe just a middle of the road kind of guy. But somebody who can put up numbers and could be integrated into this team, not just there to change it. That's all we've been wanting to hear. We've been wanting a good product on this on that Madison Square Garden floor. How long has it been? And now we're starting to see one. So big ups to Tom Thibodeau. Big ups to Leon Rose, Worldwide West, Scott Perry, and of course to the big man, Tom Thibodeau. And of course to every single one of those brothers that put on the orange and blue every single night and represent us well, because that's all we've ever really wanted, a team that represents us. So as always, Knickerbocker have on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, saying to you, Knicks tape! I'm out.
Shout out to Av. Shout out to the guys, man. I want to say this. I'm not going to go around the NBA tonight, although I've been enjoying the games, but let me say this, man. We got the Thunder this Friday, right? And I believe the Nuggets on Sunday, and then I think they fly down to Charlotte for the Hornets. These are winnable games. All right. Now, I'm a one game at a time with this roster. I know Knicks Nation are thoroughly excited, and I've been the most pessimistic probably. And I love what I'm seeing. It's still at the end of the day, one game, even one quarter at a time with any of these games. I don't care if they're playing. A JV team or whatever. They're playing well. I want them to keep it up, and I think they will because of the coach, the culture, all the guys already said. The whole point I'm trying to say is we play those teams because next Wednesday, Av, I know you're going to love this, and I know you've had this feud with Kevin Durant over the seasons and stuff. We got the Nets post game next week, Brooklyn versus the New York Knicks next Wednesday night.
I've been salivating on that one. I'm salivating,
right,
brother. You don't understand.
So,
I'm salivating.
Before we get to that game, before we could get to that game, Av, I want to continue the win streak. I think we have, I'm not underestimating the Thunder. I know I watched a couple of Thunder games. They have a young team and they're trying to find their way, but they'll sneak a win on you if you're not playing your game. That's the Charlotte Hornets a couple of weeks ago. The Nuggets still a solid team. I don't think they lost their pieces, man. I'm not seeing what everybody's seeing with the Nuggets. They've lost, Grant, Plumlee, a lot of those guys that got traded off last year, like Beasley, Tony Craig, like Torrey Craig. A lot of those dudes are, like, a lot of the role players are gone. So, to me, it seems like there's, Michael Porter Jr. has played well, but they're not as deep as like a lot of people, how they were last year. They're on the same similar level like the Utah Jazz as far as roster for roster. And you saw what we did to the Jazz tonight. Don't sleep on, you know, still play our game. We could beat all these teams. I want to go – the whole point I'm trying to say, I want to be on a winning streak by the time we come back next Wednesday night versus the Nets. And we'll talk about it again. So from Knickerbocker Ave and Dominic and Coach Chris and Mr. Live, this episode on Podcast Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And, of course, you know, you can stream the Bleed Blue Show on your Google Chrome browser. Go to bleedblueshow.com/podcast. Listen to you on the web while you're on your knees and trolling the next.
Steve.
Real quick. Here's somebody talking. You're wrapping up. You're out.
Steve, can I just say one thing? Can I just say one thing,
Real
Steve?
Quick.
Since me and some people like to keep our opinions to ourselves, and since we're talking about things, I'm glad people are getting woke, if that's the word we use, of what happened today. Because it's been happening for years, and it's been happening for months. And people avoided the elephant in the room. So if you're woke now, you should have been woke then, and stay woke. That's all I can say
all right.
on that.
Salutes to you, Dom. Shout outs to Dom, man. All right, man. Next Wednesday, postgame versus the Nets. Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed Blue, 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 Bleed Blue.